Hi, this is Lawrence, Development Manager at Fabrica, with the next in the series of our boos about our current exhibition, The Elephant Bed. It's been a while, but I'm here with Tasha, who will talk a little bit about what the audience reaction to the exhibition's been. We're kind of 6 weeks in now, I think, and just a couple more weeks to go. Obviously, the last time I spoke to Tasha, we were just not even in the installation period, so we had no idea what the show was even really going to look like at that point. So interested to know what her reaction is, what the reaction of the audience is. And Tasha's also just going to talk a little bit about how she came to be at Fabrica. So I'm passing you over now.
Hi everyone, it's Tasha. Well, I started volunteering here at Fabrica. I was volunteering for a year and then I got my position as front of house manager, which I've been doing for the last 2 years. The exhibition's going extremely well. We've had over 20,000 visitors to see the exhibition. I thought I'd tell you a little story. A girl came in and asked me whether the sculptures were based on spring onions, which I thought was really sweet. We've been lowering the sculptures into the water and ink, so they're gradually disintegrating. They're looking quite stunning. So if you're popping through Brighton, pop in, have a look, see what state they're currently in, and say hi. I'll pass you back to Lawrence. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Tasha. That's great. I love the story about the spring onion. My favourite one, actually, was somebody said to me that they look like whirling dervishes, which is really cool. I'm going to sign off now. We'll be back with more of these, I'm sure, before the exhibition ends. And then we'll be starting a new series for the next show at Fabrica, the Tina Gonsalves show, which starts at the beginning of October. So keep an eye out for those. In the meantime, I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.